Life Audio.
A Prayer to Be Considerate of Others by Victoria Riolano, read by Leah Martin. Let everyone see that you're considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Philippians 4:5. When it comes to people, I have a hard time dealing with those who are inconsiderate. I have to be honest, when it comes to my relationships, professional and personal, I expect people to be where they say they're going to be and do what they said they would do. And in response, I try to do the same, almost to the detriment of my own mental health. My desire to not disappoint or leave someone else in need often gets the best of me. Perhaps sometimes my high expectations of others and myself is my greatest flaw. Yet I often wonder why Philippians 4:5 reads in the manner it does. Be considerate, or gentle, depending on the translation, to all. This phrase by itself requires much intention. Yet the writer of the passage, the Apostle Paul, follows it with, "Remember, the Lord is coming soon." Out of all the things he could have written here, he chooses to remind us that the Lord is coming soon. How would our choice to be considerate be related to the Lord coming soon? I believe this passage is a perfect example that our actions matter. How we treat people and interact with others is a cornerstone of our faith. If we're inconsiderate, uncaring, prideful, angry, it affects other people, so much so that we may play a part in how they view the Lord. If we, as Christians, aren't intentional about doing right by others, what does this say about the God we claim to follow? Much like 2 Corinthians 5:20 states, "So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, 'Come back to God.'" We're called to be ambassadors for Christ. In the world around us, being an ambassador is a very serious job. The one who serves as an ambassador for a country has a responsibility to represent their nation well by being professional, dependable, and an example of all that their country stands for. I believe the Apostle Paul wanted us to consider our role as an ambassador for Christ, and the fact that our actions or inactions could affect our ability to represent Christ well. If we're constantly causing other people more stress through our choice to be inconsiderate, we can expect they will be unlikely to seek us or want to know more about our God when hard times come. Yet when we operate in kindness and consideration for other people, we'll cause others to be drawn to the God we serve. Each time we choose to follow through, be on time, put another person's need before our own, or show up for a person in need, we provide an opportunity to spread God's love. This is an amazing opportunity that I pray each of us would never neglect. May we pause this week and ask how we can be more considerate and loving to those around us. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for your grace toward me. There are times when I'm selfish and self-seeking, putting my own desires before others. God, I ask that you help me to be considerate and aware of the times that my choices affect other people. Lord, help my life to be a testimony to your goodness. Teach me how to interact with others in a way that would draw them back to you. Bring your conviction when I'm off course and need to change how I treat others. Help me to be a worthy ambassador. Use me to share the gospel through my words and actions. I'm believing for many to come to know you. Show me how my life can be a part of sharing your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together, we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.